Welcome in, Braves Today, bravestoday.com. He's Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. It's all brought to you by plainscoffee.com. Go to plainscoffee.com, enter promo code Braves, get your 10% off coffee or tea. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. However, we, on the last pod, talked a little bit about that fifth starter position and the battle of it's going to be Lopez, it's going to be Elder, an all-star last year. So we were kind of curious if those numbers would transition into to this year. However, he had a chance to prove himself here in spring, and Lindsey, it did not go as well as planned, at least through inning number one. It really did not start off well.
Yeah, so Elder's facing the Orioles, and caveat here, the Orioles have been really good in spring training. I think they've lost like three or four, they're like 13-4 or something like that. But Elder goes out there, walks the first three batters he faces, ends up allowing three hits, two singles and a double, gives up five earned runs in the first inning to Baltimore. Now, after that, he did pretty well, right? Like he cruised. He didn't allow any other runs the next three and a third innings. He retired the next five batters. He finished the game with four and a third innings of five hits, five runs. But like, you dug yourself into a hole. I don't necessarily think it matters if you're able to not give up any more runs after you gave up five. And so you're in a situation now where, as we sit right here, and that Bryce Elder has an ERA of 8.25 in spring. Now it's 12 innings. It's only 12 innings. But if you're competing with Ronaldo Lopez for a starter's job, and you are already at a disadvantage because you have minor league options and he obviously does not, it would behoove you to not allow 11 runs in your 12 innings. And so it feels like this is not the final nail in the coffin, and you don't just go off of spring results, but it really does feel like Bryce Elder, like this is kind of shown Bryce Elder is more than likely going to start the season as the opening day starter in AAA Gwinnett for a second straight year. You are going to use him plenty at the major league level, but he's not going to win the job out of spring. Just because you have other options, you don't need him right away like you needed him right away last year.
Yeah, and I think that that's the thing is now, you and I talked about how we went from, Atlanta went from everybody saying there's no pitching to now it's an excess
tons of pitching. Yeah.
And so now it's to the point where they're not going to bring you up to work it out or to give you a chance when they have a proven veteran or a proven arm in the pen who also has a little money tied to him. So they're not going to ship them down either. So that's got a lot to do with it as well. And so he can't do like last year where he can surprise people after having, didn't you tell me that it was a little over six last year going in this coming out of spring?
He was at a 6.17 after 11 and two thirds innings in spring last year. So, yeah. So not as bad as this year, but I mean, he went from a 6.17 to had an opening half ERA of under two, made the all-star team, right? Like, it's not the end of the road for Bryce Elder, but it may be the end of his battle for the fifth starter's job.
And Lopez, on the other hand, you ran down those numbers last time. I mean, he's doing fairly well as far as he's only given up one run, which is way different than 11 runs in his debut as a Brave. So at this point, it's becoming more clear, and I don't know how many starts they'll get before the end of spring, before opening day, or where some final, I don't know, roster decisions get made as far as what the clubhouse and the staff ends up doing. But Elder right now is running out of time. He either needs to, if he's going to get that battle, which honestly, even if he does this, Lindsey, per our conversation on the last pod, I'm still not so sure Lopez still doesn't get the nod as the fifth starter. Even if Elder goes out and throws, let's just say, five scoreless innings on the next time out in the Grapefruit League and looks great, strikes out, I don't know, four or five, gets a bunch of ground balls, they may still say, okay, that's great and all, but you still have 11 runs tied to your name. So
yeah, you have 11 runs tied to your name and you have minor league options, and we've already stretched this dude out. So we're just going to let him stay stretched out. I mean, you're going to see a lot of Bryce Elder this year. I mean, you are. He has the capacity to take 160, 180 innings, and you're looking at Ronaldo Lopez, a guy that has been a reliever the last few years. And so He just doesn't have the innings capacity to go from what last year was, I think it was 66 innings between his three teams. He can't go from 66 to 166. That's not a sustainable jump. So, like, between him, Chris Sale, like, you're going to see lots of Bryce Elder. It just may be a few weeks before he makes it up because you don't need a fifth starter. You don't need to add in a sixth starter for a couple weeks when the season starts.
It's brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com. Enter the promo code Braves. Get your 10% off, as we talked about just a moment ago. And that way you can get it shipped directly to your door. They're going to go ahead and roast the beans when you make your order. Shows up at your doorstep. No questions asked. Pecan pie, turtle, cinnamon, cinnamon hazelnut. Even
normal coffee too, by the way.
Even normal coffee that you can get slow roasted and sent straight to your doorstep. Just go to plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves. Get your 10% off. All right, let's stay with pitching, Lindsay. And the reason I say that is because you did an article on prospects and basically the behind the scenes of what the Braves are doing and what they have done as far as their organization is concerned. And it is, honestly, it's kind of cool to see exactly how they're handling things pitching-wise, because I don't know if this is an image or a mirror image. You know, everybody always talks about imitation is flattery. I wonder if some more GMs / front offices start kind of following suit for what the Braves are doing, because they're not throwing money at them, but they are taking care of a lot of pitchers as opposed to maybe position players.
Yeah, most MLB teams draft more pitchers than position players in the draft. And that's just simply because you need that number of pitchers. But Atlanta is unique about how much money they pay pitchers. From 2018 to 2023, Atlanta's the only team that paid more than 60% of their available bonus pool to pitching. I think only, if I remember right, I wrote the article, I should remember, only I think five teams paid more than 50% of their money to their pitchers. Mm-hmm. Atlanta was the only one over 60. And what that has done, so Jim Callis of MLB Pipeline, one of the legends in the prospect industry, somebody I consider a friend, we've emailed, we've been on podcasts together, he talked to assistant GM Ben Sustanovich, who is in charge of player development in the farm system for Atlanta. And he kind of discussed the reason that they've done that is they're trying to create what they call layers. Mm-hmm. So it's year by year, you have a group of prospects that moves up through the system together. Their plan is to have them all be ready to debut around the same time. And one, it allows you to project out potential rotation reinforcements, because we know we have Max Fried and Charlie Morton maybe leaving after this year.
Right.
But then also, it gets them competing with one another, which makes each other better. And so it was a really good article. We kind of went through it, gleaned some of the big nuggets. We wrote that up on BravesToday.com. But one of the coolest things was the timelines, right? He gave us year, like seasons when they expect to see different prospects.
I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of this. So like AJ Smith-Shawver and Hurston Waldrop, those are the two guys that they're really counting on in 2024 to be in the major leagues. Now, they've already both been sent down to AAA. We don't know when it'll be, but Smith-Shawver has a chance to be one of the first players called up, maybe even before Bryce Elder, right? Hurston Waldrop is really, really good. And there was a good note in here where he said, is it possible that we bring him up originally as a reliever? You know, maybe. They haven't mapped it out yet. But like that is something where they did it with Spencer Strider, if you remember, he debuted briefly in 2021, got like two or three innings. And in 22, he opened the year in the bullpen. And he was so good that they moved him into the rotation. But Hurston Waldrop's a guy, if you need relievers a little bit later in the year, they're not afraid to bring him up and to have him do that. And so it kind of goes through 24, 25, 2026, and even a name they threw out for 2027, kind of how they have these different layers of pitchers. And there's two or three in every single season that they're targeting. These are the guys who are going to move up. And Spencer Schwellenbach's a guy I've talked about a lot, that he's kind of my breakout prospect of this year. They said the plan is for him to be kind of on the AJ Smith-Shawver track, where he could shoot all the way through the system this year. AJ Smith-Shawver, he spent 2022 entirely in the low minors. It was almost entirely in single A. And then in 23, high A, double A, triple A, the majors by June. Spencer Schwellenbach, they're not ruling out him making a leap kind of like that. Now, Smith Shawver was a lot of need last year. You needed arms last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Schwellenbach, hopefully you don't need him at the major league level, but they're prepared to aggressively move him up through the system. So the goal is to have him up in 25, but you could see him this year. It's a really good article. I don't like to sit there and talk about, like, my stuff's really good. You should go read it. But you really should check this one out if you are interested in the future of Braves pitching, because there's some great notes, great quotes, great nuggets in here from Sestanovich.
Well, the fact that it goes all the way through 2027, now part of that is due to injury. Is that correct? And that's one reason they threw the 27 number out there, just because of a UCL tear?
Yeah, so Owen Murphy and Ian and J.R. Richie were both drafted in the same draft, out of high school in 22. Murphy is a 26 guy, but Richie's a 27 guy because Richie had a UCL tear and had Tommy John surgery, so he missed a season. So he's a year behind. The goal was 26 on him originally, which would have been 4 years in the minors, but because of the UCL tear, they had to push him back a year.
I mean, I find it interesting because, number one, we're coming off a year, as we mentioned just a little bit earlier, everybody complained about pitching. And then when you actually look at what is in the pipeline and what they have coming up now, they're young. I mean, are they young? Yeah, they're very young, but you got to start somewhere. And the thing is the Braves have tended through the years, even dating back to when you and I were really into the 90s Braves and the 2000 Braves, where, I mean, those guys, you know, at one point in time, John Smoltz was kind of young.
Yeah, at one point, believe it or not, John Smoltz was young at one point in time.
You know, and we had Tom Glavine on here, and you saw the gray hair. But at one point, he didn't have that gray hair. At one point, he was kind of young. So it's funny that it looks like we're getting back to those days of having that Steve Avery or that Tom Glavine that you bring in, or, you know, even I make fun of him, the Millwood deal. People forget Millwood got traded off and had a great career in Chicago. So he technically did pretty good. And so, I mean, he just didn't work out in Atlanta. He still had the potential and did okay somewhere else. So
Charlie Morton didn't work out the first time he was here. And when he came back, I mean, it happens. But the thing, like, I think people, when they talk about the pitching, like, you used 13 regular starters last year, but when you look at what your Gwinnett rotation could be right now, it's legitimately seven deep right now. Bryce Elder, AJ Smith-Shawver, Dylan Dodd, Darius Vines, Huascar Yanoa, Alan Winans, Hurston Waldrop. They only play six games a week in AAA. Like you're in a situation where if Winans isn't on the injured list, he had a back issue. If Huascar Yanoa isn't on the injured list coming back from Tommy John, he hasn't thrown in spring, so he may start off on the injured list. But like, you're going to have more guys than starts available per week. Mm. So you have a lot of options. And so that's why I think that's going to end up impacting the Max Fried free agency next season, next offseason, simply because it's not a situation like it was last season where you're desperate for pitching. You have pitching. The question's just going to be who's going to stick in the rotation, right?
And here's the scary thing. If all of them are at full tilt, full bore, not recovering from anything, your AAA rotation is better than a lot of the majors' rotation.
The White Sox are in the process of trading Dylan Cease. And yes. Like, I would take the AAA Gwinnett rotation over the remaining Chicago White Sox rotation probably right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, same thing could be said for the Seattle rotation and some of the things that have happened to them. And it's crazy to think that. Now, granted, as Lindsay just said, some of them are down there because they got some injury issues and they're going to be able to have to come out of that. But if you played the what if game, which everybody hates doing that, but if you did, it would be one of those deals where it's like, okay, if everybody's at full health and we've complained about pitching, our AAA staff could possibly all be traded away and be a starting staff for another major league ball club somewhere and not miss a beat, like literally be in the majors tomorrow and play the entire season. That's
what the Yankees did. They traded away like four starting pitchers this offseason, and now they're in a bind because of it, but, you know, whatever.
It's the Yankees. Nobody cares. Nobody feels bad for the Yankees or the Dodgers. No. They just throw money at problems. So you know what? To heck with them. I don't care. So it's the future looks bright for the Braves. Again, that's why we do this pod, because Lindsay did that. And the first thing I thought this is awesome. This is an article that talks about the future of the pitching with all the bad juju that went around as far as pitching was concerned last year. Just rest assured that the Braves are in good hands. Drake Baldwin, we didn't get to you today, man. I apologize.
Sorry, buddy.
Especially since you'll have such a big part to do with the pitching. Maybe one day. We'll see. But it is brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves. Get your 10% off. Follow Lindsay on Twitter. Be sure to check out his articles. As always, Lindsay, I appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, buddy.